This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, weird. I'm Ellen.
I'm Rachel.
And.
What are you back. What's the strain? Oh, I was like, what? Am I up?
So, the strain I'm smoking today is called Peliroja.
What?
Peliroja.
Peliroja, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it is a sativa-dominant strain crossed between Redheaded Stranger and Sour Diesel. Love a good Sour Diesel.
Sour Diesel. Isn't that one of the ones in Sour Jack that I like so much?
Yeah, probably. Mm,
I think so.
It is... gives you a really clear-headed high, and it's good for, like, mental clarity and giving you some energy, so daytime use. And it usually has like 16-22%. This one is, that's a very loud car, 25% THC.
Oh.
And it really doesn't have a very good terpene profile, to be honest with you.
Listen, they can't all be 100% winners.
But it is really good for depression, chronic fatigue, headaches, migraines, stress, nausea, appetite loss. It's got like a fruity flavor with a diesel-y exhale, if you will.
If you will.
Dark, pungent, like buds, and yeah, it's like a really nice high.
Is she sticky?
Makes me feel happy.
The Snoop Dogg OG is the stickiest weed I've ever touched with my fingers. I literally was trying so hard to grind it. Yeah, I was trying so hard to grind it, and I was like, please, God.
Weed in Maryland is dusty and crusty.
It really is dusty and crusty, like my fucking sinuses.
Like, it's dusty.
It literally turns to, like, powder.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's, like, that scene with the Your Mama joke. It's like, your mama's so old, her breast milk is powder.
I love that. I saw a TikTok where these two guys, like, redid that, and it was amazing.
That is White Chicks, right? That's what that's from? Yeah.
Would not pass in today's
but the thing is, it's already here, so I'm not gonna not enjoy it.
I will enjoy it.
Literally, it would pass in today's society. Maybe.
I feel like people are so sensitive.
That's probably correct. Making my way downtown.
Walking fast.
Faces past, I'm homebound.
I love that.
Okay, sorry. This is why my throat's raw all the time.
So, today's not really a case. It's definitely weird.
Okay.
And cannabis related.
Okay.
But I was talking to somebody the other day, and I realized, like, and I also was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about weed, and I realized, like, how often people use the word marijuana versus cannabis.
I say marijuana all the time.
Because it's so ingrained in, like, our culture. But people really don't either don't know or don't understand that it's a completely made-up racial, like, it doesn't mean cannabis in Spanish. Like, it is just kind of a word that was coined to associate, like, cannabis use, and especially smoking cannabis, with the wave of Mexican immigrants in the early 20th century.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's upsetting.
So, in the early 20th century, the United States was experiencing, like, a huge tidal wave of change, and after the Mexican-American War, there were, like, hundreds of thousands of immigrants that streamed across the border, and obviously racial tensions started heating up, and that was, like, 1918-ish. So, the government basically was able to establish a clear link between immigrants and cannabis use, And they just basically used it as a tool to kind of vilify and
meanwhile, an entire group of people having the fucking munchies and trying to naturally cure some back pain. And they're like, you know what? This mm-hmm. must be bad.
And so like alcohol, because alcohol prohibition was about this time too, marijuana was painted as a like scourge on society. It was ruining the moral fabric of America.
Oh, not the moral fabric.
I know. And obviously alcohol prohibition kind of centered around issues of like Christian ethics a lot and morality as opposed to racial tensions. But...
as opposed to the moral fabric of your racism.
But obviously, ultimately, alcohol prohibition was repealed and... mainly because of the rampant crime increases and the potential for tax revenue, which is the exact reason that cannabis should be legal. It's only making cannabis legal only creates a black market in which people have to use those, you know, individuals to get, in many cases, a medicine that could be life-saving.
It's definitely life-saving to my mental health, man.
So in 1930, Harry Anslinger was instated as the first commissioner for the Bureau of Narcotics, and by 1933, alcohol prohibition was ratified in the United States. So that was over. And he became basically America's first drug warrior, and he took a very special interest in cannabis.
Of course.
So in 1944, the LaGuardia Report argued against prohibition, stating that marijuana was, quote, not addictive, that marijuana use was not motivating major crimes, and that the concern of its effects was unfounded. So despite that, his sentiment was very clear, and his argument was in favor of cannabis prohibition all the way. And he said that young people who use marijuana rob, rape, and murder strangers, and that the, quote, cigarettes may have been sold by a hot tamale vendor.
And then, But now we don't know why they think we're racist.
So,
but we don't.
Tamale vendor, you're
but we
nasty.
Don't understand. We don't understand the problem.
I'm dead.
I'm just actually. This is a very good time for me to say this because I had a white privilege conversation the other day and I was really fucking proud of it. Because you ever catch somebody in their shit?
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys have probably learned, I have had to do a lot of growth as well as a person who was raised extremely Baptist, like. The kind where they sell your daughters to men for babies, Baptist. That hard. So I've had to do a lot of soul growth too. And I have no shame in saying that I used to be like, I don't understand why people are complaining about white privilege. Like my life wasn't privileged. Like in my mind, I had a justification in my mind. I was like, I don't understand. Like I don't understand. And then I had to encounter it. And then I understood, and then I was like, but this is great, because now I can explain it to people who are very close off, like I was. In my mind, I was like, my life has been a very difficult struggle, like, I don't understand this comparison. My niece is mixed race, so she is white, black, and Lumbee Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And that we know of, you know, obviously, I'm sure, like, we all have a lot of stuff. But, so she's mixed race, and she's a brown baby. And I'm talking to my mom the other day, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so excited, because I just found this show for her. And it's called Gracie's Corner, and you can watch it on YouTube. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, what do you like about it? And I'm like, well, it's a black girl and her little black baby sister who looks just like Raylan, like, a spitting image. And it's, like, a little cartoon of, like, her and her actual family as cartoons singing nursery rhymes. And she, like, puts her own, like, little poppy spin on them. Some of them are rap. Some of them are, like, songs she makes up herself. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, like, that's really cool. And I was like, yeah, like, I was trying to watch all these shows with her, and there just really wasn't anybody that looked like her on any of the shows. And, like, you know, she's starting to touch her features and her hair. And I'm like, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching Gracie, and this little song comes on, and it's all about her black hair. And to clarify, Raylan's hair is, like, a mixed curly hair. So she's got some straight pieces and some really tight curls. She's mm-hmm. got a mix of hair. She's going to have to learn her natural hair. So this hair song comes on, and I'm like, okay. And it's like, kinky, curly, cute, I love it, to my roots. And it's like a little affirmation song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's why I love it. I was like, and I never found anything like that for her. And now, and my mom was like, huh, I never really thought about that. Mm-hmm. I said, and that's white privilege.
Yep.
Because I never thought about it either.
There you go. That's
awesome. And that's, it's not always, sometimes it's ignorance. Like, I didn't understand I didn't understand the mm-hmm. perspective. I didn't understand, and I felt attacked. Like, who, me? I've never done anything to oppress anyone. And mm-hmm. I couldn't understand the concept of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Just like, I don't know every woman who suffered a pregnancy injustice, yet I feel an immense responsibility for them, and I feel an immense injustice because I am part of that group. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. I will never understand what it feels like to be my goddaughter. Mm-hmm. I will never understand what it feels like to have to wonder if there's going to be a princess on TV that looks like me. Mm-hmm. And then the new Little Mermaid, you know, trailer came out, and it was like after I'd had my like fucking white privilege awakening that here's the thing, you can be a person who's in the wrong and learn, and mm-hmm. that's okay. So I had learned. I had my you're an asshole moment, mm-hmm. and then that came on, and I was like, she gonna, and then the Little Mermaid looks like her, and then I was like fucking crying for 20 minutes at the Little Mermaid commercial. And it's like, it never was important to me before. Mm-hmm. So that's all we're trying to say. Yeah. That's all we're trying to say.
Representation is important.
You just can't understand something that doesn't affect you, right. but it doesn't mean you can't
learn.
Respect and learn that you don't understand that information. You're never going to understand that struggle. Mm-hmm. That is your privilege. It is a privilege to never have to experience that difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's all people are trying to say. And I was just really, really, like, it felt good when that happened. When my brain could, like, fucking understand. Tis all. Maddie's like, fucking finally, bitch. How many times did you have to vote for Trump before that hit you?
Oh, it's okay. Jay.
You definitely, she's still the test of friendship time, okay? She loved me through a very dark time in my political choices. It's okay, guys. It's I was fine. Outvoted. It's fine. The universe intervened. Moving on. I know it's uncomfortable, but that's how you move forward in life. You have to have the uncomfy conversations.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So, in an effort to marginalize this new, like, immigrant population, the first anti-cannabis laws were targeted at the term marijuana, like, used that term religiously.
And they just made that word up because it sounded like a derogatory word to them?
Wait, let me look at that real quick, because I'm going to say it wrong.
Sorry, guys. I, a lot of times we know each other's notes, but this is new to me, and I'm actually like, really excited and interested.
Obviously, it's in the dictionary, as marijuana is cannabis, but I'm fairly certain, except now it's not in my notes.
Well, things can also be in the dictionary that are dumb as shit, because ain't is in the dictionary now, and it used to be, and so is fucking squoze. And you didn't squoze shit, you squeezed it. And we all know it. You didn't squoze anything.
Literally. Yeah, like, it's just a word. It doesn't mean anything. It's not, like, a Spanish word for something.
No, it's just a word they made up because to them it sounded...
Yeah.
Like a what they wanted it to, like, a Spanish. Racist word for a...
So, because, well, pot and marijuana. And it's widely believed that in El Paso, Texas, that was the first city to ban cannabis. And it approved a measure in 1914 prohibiting the sale or possession of the drug. And about that same time, Mexican immigrants started taking marijuana with them to ports along the Gulf of Mexico, most notably New Orleans, where the media began associating cannabis use with jazz musicians and prostitutes and people of color, essentially. So there, the media outlets across the country helped fuel this hysteria, churning out headlines like, "Loco weed now cultivated and smoked in cigarettes," and, quote, "Murder weed found up and down coast," which, it's also a thing that before this wave of Mexican immigrants smoked, like, smoked flower wasn't a huge thing in the United States. It was tinctures, it was hash. Mm.
Okay.
It was not just the dried flour ground up
like into inhaling a
joint, essentially. So that did come with that wave of immigration. That's why it says now cultivated and smoked in cigarettes. Because they were using it to, like, demonize it, although everyone smoked cigarettes back then, so I'm not really sure.
Not the marijuana cigarette.
Marijuana cigarette.
They got the marijuana cigarettes.
And, yeah, Harry Anslinger, he was just a hugely outspoken critic of cannabis. And in the 1930s that he was critical in placing the federal ban on cannabis.
Like, find something else to do. What a waste of our fucking time.
And he obviously knew how to play into people's fears in order to get federal legislation passed. Like, whatever he wanted to, he would just tailor it to whatever people were scared of at the time. And it was the Great Depression. Like, people worried, they were worried about not having jobs. So when this wave of immigrants came in, that's what they used to as a tool to demonize them and the drug at the same time.
Like, just leave people the fuck alone. That's where I'm at in my life.
I mean, he's just the worst.
He just sounds like he has a stick up his ass, and he's like, the only way to get through this is to ruin everyone's experience.
Yeah, so the 1937 Congress approved the Marijuana Tax Act, which criminalized cannabis possession throughout the United States at a federal level.
Because why not?
And all U.S. prescriptions of cannabis previous to that, you know, obviously, it was just a nationwide ban. But, yeah, in the word marijuana has just basically been used, created, established to sound Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, there's no definition to it. It's just, the definition is cannabis.
I feel like they basically were like, how do we make, like, this is what I imagine them saying. How do we make this sound Mexican?
The plant is the cannabis sativa.
Yeah.
Cannabis indica. Tetrahydrocannabinol. That's THC. Like, nowhere in there is marijuana.
Is marijuana, yeah.
Marijuana.
Yeah, and if you think about it, too, I even just think about when I was little and the jokes people, like, marijuana. Like, they were, like, there was, like, a lot. And it is, it's a very unique, I guess, like, they did what they set out to do. It's, like, a marketing ploy for your racial war, essentially.
Yeah.
But you made a catchphrase. Like, that's what they did. They were like, oh, this shiny, cool Mexican word.
Yeah, like, they literally say it comes from Mexico, but its exact origins remain unknown because some white person made it up. That's why. Okay, let's be honest.
Looking back, there's a lot of history that is, in fact, made up by white people, so I've already been breaking my brain over this, so now I'll just add this to the collection. You know why they say ignorance is bliss? It's because it is. When you don't know how shitty things are, you're just happy. And then you realize you live in a trash dumpster of a world, and you're like,
I really do.
Cool. So basically, every single problem we have is because continuously, throughout the history of time, there are always men in positions of power that want to maintain their power by demoralizing entire groups of underprivileged humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that blissful wizard just had a bitch doing a monologue. And I was like,
killing it.
I don't know what I said, could not repeat.
But yeah. And after Harry, good old Harry, the Nixon administration.
You said after Harry and I deadass was like, Potter? When did he get here?
How is he involved?
When? Okay. Sorry. I'm
Harry
so sorry.
Anslinger.
Okay.
And then the Nixon administration, obviously, like, fueled the war on drugs. He said that, quote, Asian and Mexican immigrants, and it was introduced by Asian and Mexican immigrants and was predominantly used among black populations. Nixon.
Wait, Davis. No, we need to evaluate this.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, this is 100% black people, for sure Asia, and also those other ones, not the white people.
No white people.
He literally was like, this is predominantly Asian, but majority Mexican, but all the way black.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's
verbatim.
That's what he said.
Verbatim. Okay. Looking at history makes me hate my own race, and it makes me sad.
And then he got all this support in the political arena to pass huge legislation that basically allowed him to increase drug penalties amongst these communities that inevitably were targeted more regularly than any white privileged communities would be in terms of policing, arrests.
God forbid you need marijuana to get through your miserable existence in your neighborhood.
And Yeah. So it's pretty much the entire history of cannabis being illegal is obviously not science-based whatsoever. It's really mostly racially and some just, like, general, like, the anti-war effort yeah. is associated with cannabis.
Political to, or yeah. racist.
Yeah.
Agendas.
But mostly racist.
Yes. Just absolutely. Well, to be honest, racist. Like, it is becoming, like, painful how much wrongdoing there is. Like, I spent a long time being like, and people are sensitive, you're right. There's a lot of sensitivity and a lot of overcorrection right now, but,
mm-hmm.
like, I get it. Because, I mean, it's like,
for so long.
The system is just so gross. It's like, okay, nobody's actually for the people. If you need to get governmental support for your children as a mother, you can't be married to a man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, if you want to have a fully completed household, and I'm not saying you need that to be happy, but I'm saying if you want to have a household with two parents literally. And the children, like, no, you can't get support. You can't get support if you're married. Well, because you're married, that means that person's providing for you? Fucking no. Maybe they have their own money. They do their own shit.
Yeah.
It's just a really rough system. And unfortunately, it does read to me like our government is just, it's working so hard to make us so dependent on them. And it's like, for what? For what? We are a first world country that doesn't have universal health care. Our health and dental is separate. Like, my teeth aren't in my fucking body. Like, my eyes aren't in my body.
It's the most offensive thing about America.
Literally, honestly. If we had normal healthcare... Not.
There's so many more offensive things about
America. I would... Yes, but honestly, I've just been... The healthcare's been getting to me lately. Maybe it's open. It's open enrollment, and I'm just like, the mental healthcare is so fucking disgusting, and the maternity leave, and I'm already hot. No, I'm just already mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was already mad.
It's fucked up.
It is. But not as fucked up as making an entire fake word just to sound as racist as you are to blame an entire group of people who literally was trying to free themselves from persecution and war and try to manage their anxiety with a little bit of natural plant that God gave us. It's weird how we are claiming all the time, by the way, to be a Christian country. Christian, Christian, godlike, godlike. I'm like, he also doesn't give a fuck about your stupid opinions. Like, they really do be thinking God's just up there like, Rachel, you wore pants today. Good we thing. Talked about this. We talked. How are you ever going to find a husband, you dumb bitch? My man's up there making whole ass planets. We're an experiment. He's up there like, oh, these dumb motherfuckers.
I mean, it was a mistake.
Have you seen the TikToks? Oh my God, I'm gonna make it one day. And it's like me standing in front of Satan telling him how I use this strawberry quartz to ward off all the evil spirits. And it's just the God, like Satan laughing hysterically. And the person's like, that's me. When I get down there and he's gonna be like, bitch, this was all for nothing. You should have partied harder. I'm dead. I'm too tired to party.
I know, me too.
But I'm proud of us. We got a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys...
Being a success.
You're still here, somehow. These people listening. Deserve an exclusive listener party, because the same 42 people...
I know.
...have been around since the beginning, and they are with us.
And God bless you.
God bless everyone.
It's Christmas! No.
Bye. Is it over?
Yeah.